KAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 71 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Radar shows some showers and thunderstorms off to our west, basically in Pottawatomie, Harrison, and portions of western Shelby County. Our news is brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Patrons of the Atlantic Community School District will have to vote for three new school board members on September the 8th. Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein says two longtime board members, Dennis Davis and Phil Haskell, along with Rod Hartwig, have decided not to run for re-election. Nomination papers for offices to be filled in 2015 can be filed with your school board secretary through July 30th. All offices are for four-year terms.
So we will have a number of new board members, and that will mean that we'll provide them with board member training in order to get them started.
Amstein said Hartwig is the newest member of the board, having served for nearly 4 years. Davis has served for 29 years, while Phil Haskell has been on the board for about 12 years. Amstein said all three board members have expressed various reasons for not running for re-election.
For Rod, his job commitments were just beginning to pile up, and he had indicated changes in the ag economy. For Denny, I just think, after 29 years, he just felt like it was time for someone else to provide leadership and take that opportunity. Phil, basically the same way. He said he's felt like they've done a lot of good things with the board, but he just felt like, he's done his service, and it's time to allow someone else to be a part of the board.
The Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs has announced it is awarding more than $2 million in grant funds to 159 organizations, people, and projects that strengthen the quality of life and cultural vitality in communities across the state. Overall, the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs approved $2,050,618 in grants through its Iowa Arts Council and State Historical Society of Iowa divisions during the current funding cycle. The Iowa Art Council's Art Project Grant Program creates opportunities for the arts to flourish in Iowa and invests in projects that positively impact the vitality of the arts in the state, demonstrate public value, and support the council's funding priorities. Local grant recipients include in Greenfield the E.E. Warren Opera House Association for the Warren Cultural Center performances. They'll present the premier performance series, which features nationally touring acts and Best of Iowa series, highlighting Iowa performers. The grant amount is $10,000. The Oakland Historical Society received $10,000 for the Nishna Heritage Garden Mural. The Nishna Heritage Garden Mural is a community-wide effort to revitalize Oakland's historic Main Street through a mural designed by regional artist Zach Jones. And the Iowa Great Places Programs challenges Iowans to create community development proposals that exemplify bold thought and innovation, encourage creativity and entrepreneurship, foster a sense of place and identity, and demonstrate a commitment to enhancing community vitality and quality of life. Locally, the grant recipient is the City of Manning for their Park and Hospital Trail Connector project that received $15,000. The Iowa Transportation Commission Tuesday approved a Rise or Revitalize Iowa's Sound Economy local development grant application from the City of Council Bluffs for slightly more than $1.9 million from the city's share of the Rise Fund to assist in construction of about 200 feet of North 40th Street, 965 feet of Avenue A, and 720 feet of North 42nd Street in the River's Edge development area located on the northwest side of Council Bluffs. The project is necessary to provide improved access to two office buildings containing up to 200,000 square feet and a 750-stall parking garage for professional office purposes. The project is expected to be completed by November of 2016. Members of the Atlantic City Council will hold a regularly scheduled meeting this evening at City Hall beginning at 5:30. And among the few scheduled action items on their agenda is a resolution approving the contract and bonds for the pedestrian bridge and connector trail project. The council is also expected to approve a change order for the loop detector for the Highway 6 project. The system includes four video track IQ traffic control cameras for installation at the intersection of 7th and Olive and 7th and Plum Streets. The system costs $48,850, with the state's share amounting to $18,800. And the Young Professionals of Atlantic organization have announced their members will be guest chefs tomorrow at Produce in the Park in the Atlantic City Park. The YPA will be serving double chocolate zucchini muffins. They'll also use the opportunity to share information about the organization and upcoming volunteer opportunities. Young Professionals of Atlantic are an Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce program and supported by the Cass County Health System and McCurdy Investments. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.